This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemned the sentencing of two Belarusians who organized protests against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko. Maria Kolesnikova and Maxim Zanuck, who are top members of the Opposition Coordination Council, were charged with extremism and trying to seize power illegally on Sunday. Both have denied any wrongdoing. Secretary Blinken said Monday, we call for their immediate unconditional release and for that of all other political prisoners held by the Lukashenko regime. Kolesnikova was sentenced to 11 years in prison. Zanuck was sentenced to 10 years. Last September, Kolesnikova accused Belarusian forces of trying to kill her when she resisted expulsion from the country. She said that authorities tore up her passport, put a bag over her head, and drove her to the border with Ukraine before she fought her removal from Belarus and was jailed. Around the same time, Zanuck said unidentified masked men abducted him from his office. The Taliban says road links to Panjshir Valley are now open and food and other supplies can now be transported. The insurgent group said they had taken over the valley, ending remnants of resistance against their rule. Shortly after, the group said electricity, cell phone and internet services would be restored soon. The Taliban have taken over the Afghan provincial capital and the governor's compound in the valley and shared videos of their fighters in the capital. Meanwhile, in an audio message on his Facebook page, resistance leader Ahmad Massoud said his forces are still present in Panjshir and will continue to fight the Taliban. Earlier in the day, pro-resistance Twitter accounts claimed their fighters retreated to the mountains to regroup. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.